Coach, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Tyler Budge, CF Budge. You obviously used the transfer portal pretty heavily your first season at West Virginia, something you also had experience using a little bit at Jacksonville State. Could you describe some of the major differences in terms of roster building in this modern era at West Virginia versus a program like Jacksonville State?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm not the first coach to mention how transactional the rosters are and what's going on in college athletics right now. You know, and it wasn't a plan. I think your first year, you're probably going to have a little bit more roster turnover, you know, some with a new staff and all that. And, you know, it was more than we kind of expected. But at the same time, I didn't think we panicked. You know, the biggest thing is that you're going to bring a bunch of guys in. You got to make sure you evaluate the right way. And it doesn't change the culture or the environment that you got to have. And that's the one thing we were adamant on, that, you know, whether we bring in 70 new guys like this year, or 25 next year, or 30 next year, the culture and the environment has to be stable the way we want to do it, and that's why we feel good about it. But I'm hoping we don't have to do that every year. Last year, Jack State, I think there was over 60, and it took us a little longer than we should have to kind of get cranked up. But once it did, we wound up being pretty good. We're hoping the same thing happens.
All right, we'll go to center right in the back.
Justin Spears from the Arizona Daily Star. Coach, even though you're not playing Arizona this year, how does it feel for you to be in the same conference as Arizona, and what do you take for your time in Tucson?
Yeah, it was. I didn't really realize it, you know, probably after a couple weeks on the job, and I started looking at their league. I was like, oh, I know the programs, at least half the programs in our league from the Pac-12 days, whether it's Utah, Colorado, Arizona schools, played by BYU a couple of times, and so there's some familiarity with that, but this day and age of college athletics, like I said, everything is a little bit different. You know, I loved our time in Arizona. You know, it seems like, at least for myself and some of our staff, we've been on this journey for, you know, 15 to 20 years or so, and, you know, as fate would have it, we're back in Morgantown. So I know Arizona's not on schedule this year. They will be in the next couple of years. I know that'll be an emotional time as well, but I enjoyed our time there, but we're back home at West Virginia, so I'm pretty excited about that.
We'll go center right in the back.
Hey, Coach. Robert Aronoff with Latavius Murray's 24/7. Covering a program that has a head coach who's come home to the program, I want to ask you about what do you think some of the advantages and difficulties are of returning back?
Yeah, good question. I think, you know, typically, and this is my eighth or ninth, whatever, head coaching spot, it'd take you 6 to 9 months to kind of get a lay of the land, not just your roster, but the town, the school, and the community, and all that kind of stuff. Well, West Virginia took 6 to 9 minutes. You know, what a lot that changed, and that was a neat part. But coming back home, I know where all the bodies are buried and the traps are laid, and kind of understand, you know, the environment, so to speak. So that made it an easier transition. But then again, there's also times of change. We're in a new league. You know, the game of college athletics has changed a little bit. It was kind of pleasing. The first thing I had been back in 17 years, I got a tour of our football facility, and I was blown away. You know, $50-some million worth of improvements over in the last 5 or 6 years, which was really neat. So a lot of the stuff that you wanted to have as a program, we were able to have coming back the second time. So, you know, I guess the challenges are is everything is different now, but at the same time, it's not. Like West Virginia, football is important, athletics is important, WU is important. Because we're a smaller state and there's no other Power Four team, there's no pro organization, so it's a big deal to a lot of people, and I take a lot of responsibility for that. Or have responsibility for that, because I know that. I played there, I coached there, I grew up there. So, you know, I think our players are going to hear that quite a bit. They already are. But I'm blessed, I'm fortunate. It doesn't happen very often that you get a chance to, I guess, come full circle and come back. There's so many things that take place for that to happen. And thankfully for myself, I've been blessed for the opportunity that happened.
We'll go center right, sixth row.
Hey, Rich. Spencer Ripchick from the Dominion Post right here. You can see. All right. So this spring you talked about wanting guardrails in college football. Do you believe the new revenue sharing and College Sports Commission create those guardrails and move you towards that professional model that you wanted?
Yeah, a lot better guardrails than a month ago. I mean, it was a cluster for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, all coaches are complaining about it, but it was just a mess, and nobody knew how to really solve it right away. And I still think it's a lot better now with the cap and the rev share, but there's still a lot of work to do. Until we get, I'm giving my opinion, until we get some congressional or some help from D.C. and get more guardrails on the deal, it's still going to be a little bit of a cluster, but a heck of a lot better than it was a month ago. College athletics and college football is such a great entity. It's kind of hard to screw it up. We did everything we could in the last 4 or 5 years, it looks like, to try to do it. But you can't really screw it up too much because of the passion of college athletics, especially college football. But hopefully smarter minds than myself will get that together. I think I've said this earlier today. I think they need to get the college athletic directors more input and more say-so in how college athletics is going to be run, because these are the guys and the ladies that know what's best for the schools and what's best for the country as we're in college athletics. But I've got my own opinions on it. I think we're in a better place now than we were a month ago. There's still some work to be done, but, you know, we could complain about us coaches, but, hell, it's still a pretty good gig, you know what I mean? These are good jobs. You know, there's a lot tougher jobs than being a college football coach. So, I'm fortunate and blessed to have what I have.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go to center left.
Skyler Dixon with the AP. Rich, how has your career perspective changed in the nearly 20 years since you left Morgantown for Michigan?
Yeah, I think but not just perspective, but professionally, I better be. I'm a smarter and a better coach than I was a week ago, let alone 20 years ago. And if I'm not, then I'm not doing my program or my players or my coaches any service. So I've got to be smarter a week from now. And I was, you know, we're doing some of the same stuff, you know, philosophically, what have you, from 20 years ago. But we're also, I had to grow. I had to grow as a coach. I asked my staff to grow with me, the guys that are and the people that have been with me over the years. And so I continue to do that. I think if you learn from everything, whether it's good or bad, if you learn from everything, you got a chance to win. And I say this all the time, every decision I make now with the program is, does it help us win? And if I got to do something myself better than I did a week ago or a year ago, it's going to help us win. I got to follow that. So I think philosophically, if that's an answer to your question, that's where I feel like I said 20 years ago, we had some success, but, and that maybe helped me get some respect in getting this job. But I think if I didn't win at Jack State the last 3 years, I wouldn't have had this opportunity. So I think we're better than we were back then.
Center left, midway back.
Hi, Coach. Cody Nesper, Golden Blue Nation. There's been a lot of talk about how many good quarterbacks are in the league this year. How do you feel your group will measure up, I guess?
There is a lot of good quarterbacks. Hell, that ain't very pleasing to me. I wish there was no quarterbacks returning. I think it's the best collection of returning quarterbacks in the country by conference. But I like our quarterback room. I think there's a lot of positions. I have some unknowns, and there's a little bit of unknown in our quarterback room. But there's 4 or 5 guys that we feel that have the talent to have success in our quarterback room. So it's going to be an interesting competition. We have a couple guys that have played some football. I'm really excited about them. We got a couple young guys that got great futures. And it starts at that position. And that's why I think our league, the Big 12, and I'm not saying this coach speak, because I'm, you know, I have less filter than I did 20 years ago. But, you know, if you don't have a good quarterback, you had no chance to win. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks in the Big 12 this year.
And if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go center left.
Hey, Coach. Drake Toll of Locked On Big 12. You talked a lot about change, NIL, transfer portal, revenue sharing, with even the last 5 years, how college football has evolved. Why do you keep coming back?
Myself as a coach? Hell, it's a lot easier than working in a coal mines or digging a ditch. You know what I mean? Like, you get frustrated. Because you could do everything right in recruiting and develop a relationship and all that kind of stuff, and the guy just gets bought. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. It's transactional. You know, it's like facilities. You know, it's important to have facilities and all that kind of stuff. Well, now, you know, that's still important, but money has become the driving factor for a lot of them. So that could be frustrating if you don't have the same resources. But, you know, I think now with the rev share and some of the other stuff, at least it's going to be a little bit closer and a little bit better. And I just love and I've always loved coaching. I started off at Division II level, you're not taking a job for money or fame or anything like that. You're taking a job because you love coaching. You love being around athletics, and I still love it. That's why I still call plays. I still get in the middle of everything that we do on offense and defense and special teams because I love the game, first off, but I also love coaching guys and seeing guys go from what level they're at right now to another level and watching them grow as players and helping them along the way. That's still my greatest thrill is I know this is kind of crazy too, that there's, you all that have been, there's nothing like a winning locker room in football because there's so many people that did so much in order for you to have success. In that winning locker room, you see everybody hugging each other and high-fiving each other and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of the thrill that keeps me going too.
Center right, second row.
Hey, Coach. James Tenkley, NT White Right Sun. During your first tenure at West Virginia, you were offensive innovator. You were running the zone read. You were running the spread to run the ball. You were also running a 33 stack on defense. Now it seems like trends in especially defensive football, everybody's running a nickel or a dime secondary. And a lot more people are running 11 personnel. Do you see offensive trends like kind of coming full circle where we're actually going back more towards power football and kind of segueing back into what you've been doing at West Virginia now and even at Jacksonville State?
Yeah, there's a lot of trends in football. It's kind of, it used to be, it started at the NFL level, then the college level, then the high school level. And now you're seeing pro teams take high school concepts or college concepts and putting it in there. It was more fun 20 years ago when not as many people were using tempo or spread formations because you were unique. Now it's not as unique. But at the same time, I think you got to be who you are, and also be able to adapt. Like, we're running a lot of the same stuff that we ran 20 years ago, but we're doing some of that stuff better, and we're doing some other stuff that other people have done better than us and copied them. So, I enjoy that part of it. I still think getting players to play really, really hard and harder than they ever thought they could play is part of coaching as well that we take pride in. But the scheme part of it, I don't go into every game saying, "Well, we're going to out-scheme these guys and we're going to be the smartest guys on there." And, it's not what you call, it's what you can execute. So I've probably become simpler as opposed to more exotic, if that's the word, from a scheme standpoint. But the playing hard and playing physical aspect has never going to change.